Peace has been declared, no more war, International Peace Proclamation. Be it known to all to whom these presents come, an international peace treaty has been established ending all hostilities related to the American Civil War, which unofficially began in 1861 with an executive declaration issued by then territorial President Abraham Lincoln. Grand Peace Treaty of the States. Insomuch as a mercenary conflict known as the American Civil War was engendered and fought by members of the Confederation of States existing in 1860, and that conflict has been left unresolved, now let it be agreed and declared that this Grand Peace Treaty of the States has been approved by the owner states and has been established and bound upon these several parties by mutual treaty agreement among these and among the several states now existing, and also applies to all subcontractors and employees exercising delegated powers. Agreement 1. That all states and all Confederate states now or in future existing agree to an immediate and permanent cessation of hostilities connected in any way to the American Civil War. Agreement 2. This cessation of hostilities and resulting peace extends on the soil, in the air, on the land, and at sea, and is also an obligation of all those exercising delegated powers on behalf of our states. Agreement 3. All the states then existing and existing now, have abolished by roll call vote all forms of slavery and peonage within their borders, within their territories and possessions, and within the realm of their intellectual properties, so that no more legal presumptions, exclusions, or suppositions may be used to evade the paramount provisions of our organic and public laws. Agreement 4. All the states then existing and existing now, agree via this Grand Peace Treaty of the States to uphold this peace both within and without their borders and to forever end and release the disputes arising from the American Civil War, and to return all states to their natural status and sovereignty as states of the Union without exception and according to the equal footing doctrine. Agreement 5. All states now existing agree that the votes of all state members of the unincorporated Federation of States doing business as the United States of America are now and have remained valid without exception before, during, and after the American Civil War.